right, praise God, and welcome to hour two, March 22nd of 2025. What are we still doing here? It's just one of those things. We just have to have the patience of Job, don't we? Wow. That's a mouthful. Anyway, so while I would like to continue to dive into the most exciting information, I wanted to wrap up, and I didn't have time to keep it within the hour on the first hour to wrap up, to tie a ribbon, if you will, on the concept of our pre-existence. It's not a Mormon thing. When you study few people study nowadays. We listen to YouTube videos, watch Twitter, you know, whatever the case is. Some of us go to church and, you know, whatever. But people really just don't read books the way that, you know, we just don't. I mean, some do. And maybe the books that people like to read aren't the ones that have this type of information in them. But it was part of my calling, and I have been focusing now for about 14 years. Well, actually, if you include the time prior to starting the radio show, it's more like 18 years. So anyway, to tie a ribbon on it, Satan hides. He doesn't want us to know who we are. The more ignorant churchianity is, the better it is for him. The more Christians out there that are saying things, how wonderful and godly Donald Trump is, the better it is for Satan. The more that don't understand what that triangular symbol that Trump flashes continuously means, that his family flashed continuously at the inauguration, even to the point of where Eric Trump, his wife slapped his arm and said, you know, essentially, knock it off. There are, and you'll hear my phone chirping right now because there's much bustle going on at work. Even now, this is how difficult my job is. It's unbelievable. They will just chitter chatter and go back and forth with messages about this, and there'll be criticisms, and people will be saying negative things about your work, and it's like, you know, if you don't monitor it, you can't put the fire out. Well, you know, one of the guys that I'm working with, unfortunately, he's young, and I'm the old guy, so I have to jump in. If I don't jump in and put the fire out, what happens? So this is a great analogy. What happens when there's a fire in the middle of a field, a small one? It's only about 10 foot in diameter. And nobody goes and stomps it out. You end up with a gigafire that wipes out entire towns. You know, and that's what my work is like. So it's important to understand that Lucifer hides. Okay, so how can that be? Because we're all, you know, Christians and we're anointed and just remember, what did Jesus say to Peter, who he loved dearly probably because of his impetuousness and passion? With impetuousness comes passion. And Jesus loves passion, especially when it has to do with the things of the kingdom. But Satan, this is his domain, the earth. Now, why do we say, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? I hope you get what that means, right? Praise God. So, and I apologize again for all the chitter chatter that's going on my phone. I can't help it. Hold on a second. I'm going to try to put, it may be another fire starting. So let me, I'll be right back. And I'm back. Okay. So anyway, there's a sales rep that is beside himself with the he's seeing dollar signs, and I actually thought about going into sales and cyber, and I had a sales guy that I was talking to at the time, and he's like, "Don't do it, please, don't do it." So evidently, it's not what it appears to be. But anyway, all that aside, Satan hides things in places that Christians won't look. Oh, the LDS, they're of the devil. Look, folks, I get it. I know the Satanism that is at the top of the Jehovah's Witnesses. I get it. I understand these things. I study them. Doesn't mean that every single person that's a member is a bad person and is going to hell. God does not see as a man sees. God, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looketh upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16, 7b. Now, anyway, so it's when you understand that Satan steals the books of the Apocrypha that are obviously, 1611 King James. Come on. Don't get me going on incredible books that were found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Don't buy the baloney that comes from people's mouths. Jesus had a conversation with Peter. What did he say? Get thee behind me, Satan. If Satan can talk through Peter, a hand-chosen apostle, hand-chosen by God, John 10:30, I and the Father are one. Then who else? How many of those people out there that we're listening to are actually speaking? You know, the best lie is the lie that has 99.9% truth, but a little bit of leaven. And there's a lot of that out there right now. So anyway, on that note, praise God, let's go ahead and move into the news. Praise Jesus for hour two.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right, praise God. So I was beside myself in glee because I want to go to heaven. I don't want to be here anymore. I think there's a lot of people that listen to this program that don't want to be here either. A lot of us are going through some really rough times. And the form that those difficult times takes, the form of it in our lives is different for each of us. Okay. I'm not going to get into all the scriptures that back that. But there's a lot. Ephesians 2:10, golly gee, it just goes on and on. Now, so I was very happy about, look, what's going to happen judgment-wise on this earth is inevitable. And people who pray it away are literally praying against God's will. Oh, Lord, please don't let the book of Revelation happen in my life. You think God's going to pay attention to that prayer? Do you? Do you think God's going to pay attention to any prayer that runs contrary to his plan? Do you? I know what I think. I don't think so. All right, praise God. So anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and hit the testimonies. Essentially, I'll just kind of in a conversational manner touch upon some of the things that have transpired since the last program. I wanted to do a show earlier than now, earlier in the week, and catch up with things. But my job. So anyway, but my job is a blessing. I praise Jesus for it, and it's just the way it is. Our economy is not in good shape. You cannot fire thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of thousands of thousands of federal government workers walking the streets, losing their house, like is happening with Donald Trump, who is gleefully selling it to the world as a wonderful thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand wanting to get rid of government waste, but the problem is, for every action, there's a reaction. With who's going to pick the strawberries? Who's going to pick? What about the Florida farmers? Just the Florida farmers that do oranges and strawberries. All that stuff is going to rot. There's nobody there to pick them anymore. And a lot of those farmers do not have the money to buy the multi, you know, the $800,000 harvesting equipment that needs to be purchased. It's all part of the destruction of our food supply. There's stuff going on that people, they look at the action, but they don't look at the reaction. I guess they just don't have the critical thinking skills. I can't avoid it. God gifted me with them. And so I look at the yin and the yang. If, you know, oh, how dare he use that term? The point is, for every reaction, there is a reaction. It is simple as that. If you worship the devil, the reaction is you go to hell. That's worse than that. But anyway, we really need to pursue holiness and righteousness. Now, let me get back on track here. So here, I'm just going to first touch on a couple of the headlines, and I'm going to wrap up the program with by playing some testimonies of some people perhaps that have opinions, or which are accurate, in fact, or at least to me, they seem to be. We'll have to wait and see how it all pans out in some cases, but I'm pretty sure. And it's controversial, and I love that. I love to be controversial because there's a brilliant word of wisdom. And I don't mean Holy Spirit word of wisdom, but it's like whenever you see yourself going in the same direction as everybody else, it's time to stop and ponder. All right. Praise God. So let's go through some of these. All right. Supreme Leader of Yemen has declared that from now on, all American ships are banned from entering the Red Sea. This is why there is a full-blown war in progress. What we will not be told is whether or not the Houthis, the Yemenis, are actually sinking or crippling, or to what degree they're crippling, American ships. Okay, how much damage is being done to the carriers? How much damage is, we're never going to find out. Why in the world would we think that a ship that was close enough for one of those extremely powerful hypersonic missiles that were given to Yemen by Iran, probably through Russia, okay, it wouldn't hit their target on occasion? But we're not going to hear. CENTCOM is not going to come out. I guarantee it. They're not. I spent 5.5 years in the United States Navy, and they wouldn't even tell us where we were going. They don't tell anybody. It's a matter of national security. The Heathrow Airport destruction of that power station. Took out a large part of the power of, was it Eastern or Western? I think it was Eastern London. And has trapped over 200,000 travelers. Trapped. They can't fly back. All right, they're trapped. And they said it could take a long time to fix it. Many days. Many, many days. And that's usually the case with the substations. That... I'm not going to get into that. I have these tendencies to go off on these become sidetracked. Now I got to keep on staying on focused. All right, so There were reports that Thailand's stock market is crashing, so that's just one more of another. We have the things that are happening with Nissan. There are statements that are coming out that indicate that Nissan may go under. There are so many businesses that are getting ready to close this year. It is unbelievable, but it's not unbelievable because for every action, there's a reaction. People don't understand. When you and I played the audio, I think it was on the last show, where that Abramovic woman, that super Satanist, was saying that Donald Trump was a magician. She was referring to his level in the Scottish Rite. She knows. Satanists know one another. They know what they do. All right. So anyway, there's all kinds of stuff in here that at one point sounded like it was important, like the things that are going on in Kursk, the surrounding of the Ukrainian army, you know, what was left of the Ukrainian army on the front in Kursk. Well, in all of Putin's incredible mercy, he did not kill them all. He could have killed them all, could have wiped them out. He didn't do it. The challenge that Putin has with the Ukraine is the Azov Battalion Banderites that were part of the World War II Nazis, who murdered untold numbers of Ukrainians and threw them in the mass graves. Okay, they hate anyone who speaks Russian, and Putin is trying to save them. And that puts him in a very difficult position, because you've got these ignoramuses in Europe. They're either ignoramuses or they are perfectly possessed reptilians, which I think the latter may be true, because they're operating on the final end times agenda as representatives of Satan. I think they might be reptilians. I really think the numbers that they saw in the movie They Live in 1988 were probably about accurate. How many are in our Congress? Anybody's guess. So anyway, there's a lot of that stuff that was going back and forth, and I was collecting that information for the next radio show. But really, at this point, I don't think all that matters that much, because I think the majority of us that are still watching are aware of it. We know about Albert Pike, the prediction of World War III. I read a little bit of that. There's all kinds, you know, the Fifth Fleet moving over into the Iranian area, the B-52 bombers that have been moved over into the Middle East, the untold number of 2,000-pound bombs that were transported over to Israel, the billions and billions and billions of dollars that are being given to Netanyahu, even while experts are explaining that Donald Trump is owned by them. For obvious reasons, because in the Epstein release of files, stuff leaks out. And that stuff that's leaking out is pretty bad. Pretty bad. So anyway, I've read some of it, and I honestly just don't want to read any more of it. I don't like to hear about pedophilia and horrible, awful things that people do. And yes, it does include Mr. T. All right. So all that being said, all these things are being released little by little by little by little, and people are catching on gangbusters. In fact, now, here's the thing. What's really amazing is that people that are part of churchianity, and especially in America, are so sure that the Abrahamic covenants are their golden ticket into heaven, which, if they had read or understood the New Testament, the Brit Hadashah, then they wouldn't think that. But they don't. People grab onto things and say, oh, this is my Willy Wonka golden ticket to heaven. I mean, you hear the most ridiculous things coming out of even the White House. But even the White House, what does that mean? It's just another group of reptilians. It's just another group of controlled pedophiles. They come in all shapes and sizes. It's really kind of unbelievable. Anyway, so I'm just going to go ahead and go through the testimonies that I've marked that had the most impact. Praise God. So let me go ahead and take a look at this one right here. See if this is a... Because I have to open up and see if they've been censored. Because there's a lot of censorship. All right. Praise God. So let me go ahead and bring... I got to pause it because it's auto-playing like a crazy person. All right. Bring up the volume and check my settings. All right. And here we go. Oh, wait. I want to bring up the volume on this here so that you'll be able to hear it properly. All right, listen to this. This is Gerald Celente and Judge Napolitano having really a 10-second conversation, but very powerful, important. This is important. And listen, here we go.
Think they released everything?
No. I know they didn't release everything because of a friend of mine who saw these files 5 years ago.
Okay. Think they released everything?
They're talking about the JFK file drop. They never release everything. Now, there are people out there that are easily fooled, and they're like, oh, look, Donald Trump has released stuff, and he's kind of calling out Israel. No. None of that stuff was released. But there are those out there that are smart, do understand, and they are calling foul, which they ought to be. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. All right, so let me go ahead and close this down because I don't want things autoplaying. As we all know, autoplay, isn't it fun? Turning on your television and then your whole room just fills up with sound automatically because they're trying to jam movies and stuff down your throat. And I think it should be illegal. But anyway, that's me. I'm just wacky like that. All right, praise God. So the next one up is this one. And I think it's along the same lines. Again, talking about the JFK documents, but probably with more detail. Let me make sure. Here we go.
Excuse me.
Oh, and wait a minute. First, please, a disclaimer. All right, kids, you guys there? All right. Kids, some of these audio bites might have naughty words in them. Kids. All right. So you need to talk to your moms and dads and see if you need to go out of the room or put something in your ears or whatever. All right? Because, you know, we know how you are. You want to hear all the stuff that's going on. No, I know. But I can't edit out all these comments. Some of the more incredible comments come from people who have potty mouths. Right. So talk to your mom right now. See if you need to leave the room. All right. I don't know this guy from Adam. He calls himself, I guess, Luke something something. Can't pronounce the last name. But anyway, here's his commentary regarding the JFK files.
Where are the rest of the documents? Where are the documents? We still didn't get them. We got some. You got like 60,000. You remember Trump's at 80,000. Then Trump said, I'm going to release it 3 p.m. Tuesday. 3 p.m. passed, never happened. 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m. As the DOJ got a hold of these documents, and they were redacting them. And they were still redacted. I got some serious questions for Pam Bondi here. Because now, who else has the rest of the documents? Because we didn't get all of the documents. There's still a portion of them. About 3,500. And for my sources, the people I'm talking to, they're like, they're not happy. The people who've been covering this and studying and looking into this, and they're saying, hey, there's some big things here. There's a reason there isn't any kind of big major disclosures. As this conspiracy now takes another turn here, as we initially, after that 3 p.m. deadline on Monday came out, I said something else is going on here. Trump's busy. Trump's on the phone with Zelensky. He's on the phone with Putin. He's negotiating a very complex
geopolitical foreign policy situation that could go nuclear at any moment, at any time. Someone is subverting him. Someone is going against his will. He promised all the way back in 2016, I'm going to release the document. Did it? Release some of them. That same scenario just unfolded. And I think a lot of people are like, well, there's this thing about Israel there, and then there's this here about this CIA. I'm like, okay, we got a little bit of something. We didn't get the full something. Now, what is that full something that we didn't receive? We can only kind of speculate. I have some sources saying, hey, but what we got was just codifying the official version of events here, as now all the conspiracy minds are tingling. Who's more?
All right. It goes on for a little bit. Well, here, let's go ahead and listen.
More powerful than Donald Trump. Who gets to tell Donald Trump that he just doesn't get his way? Who gets to say, Donald Trump, you said don't redact it. I'm going to redact.
How about add a little bit of proper understanding? And that is, stop defending Donald Trump. He's in on it. Bondi and him are little triangle showing hand. They're part of Satan worship. Shabbat. Synagogue of Satan, it is Kabbalah, black magic, and even the Satanists are coming right out and saying it. But people still want to believe. They want to believe that everything is just fine. There is no action reaction. There is no, oh, there might be a dip in this. Oh, but all these wonderful things are going to happen. Are they? Are they? Are they really? Untold tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people are out of work, out of a job, skid rows overflowing. People are, it's just a horrible situation here in the United States. Down low. Once you drop down below the layer of elites and the fortunate few that still have been able to maintain by the grace of God, in some cases, me especially, our work. But the impact is phenomenal. While we're giving billions of dollars to fuel the war in the Middle East. Don't get me going on all the Riviera Gaza stuff and everything that was stated by Donald Trump himself. I don't care how many times they redact that stuff. The fact of the matter is, it was said. But folks don't want to believe it. They just don't want to believe it. But it's another version of the same old story. But this time, World War III is in progress. What has to happen? Odessa's being bombed by Russia like crazy. Never before. Not like this. Now it is. That war in the Ukraine is increasing. Billions of euros are... The European Union actually came out and said they were going to start taking money out of people's bank accounts in Europe to fuel the war. Who was it who bombed the power station in Heathrow? Who planted? That wasn't a coincidence. There's a reason why they called out the counter-terrorism unit to investigate, but they're never going to tell us. They're going to placate it down to some, ow, it was a short circuit, a fuse blew or something. And you know what? People are going to just be like, oh, fuse. Yeah, no problem. Then they'll go back and watch their baseball game or whatever. Anyway, it is what it is. And there's not much we can do about it. I can't talk to my family about any of these things. Praise God. It's just how it is. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, let's go ahead and move on a little bit more through these because we'll run out of time. We always do. All right. So this is talking about the giant, massive underground structures beneath the Giza pyramids. All right, and it was hard to get an a really well done.
2025. A new study has been revealed to show massive pillars underneath the Pyramid of Khafre in Egypt. What you are looking at is called synthetic aperture radar Doppler tomography. This advanced tech reveals details of the undiscovered high-resolution internal structure of the Khafre Pyramid. Near the base of the pyramid, five identical structures are seen, connected by geometric pathways. Inside each of these are five horizontal levels and a sloping roof. Below these five structures are eight cylindrical structures which appear to be vertical wells, hollow inside, and surrounded by descending spiral pathways. These eight vertically aligned cylindrical structures, arranged in two parallel rows from north to south, descend to a depth of 648 meters where they all merge into two large cubic structures measuring approximately 80 meters per side.
Meters.
The entire structure extends approximately 2 kilometers beneath the surface extends beneath all three pyramids of the Giza Plateau Complex.
So 680 meters. We're talking about a massive... And they don't know, everybody is, all the scientists and people that are looking at the data are, you know, what you heard is accurate, but they don't, look, they're energy generation plants. There are pyramids all over the Milky Way galaxy on different planets, and they communicate back and forth. It has to do with ley lines. It's complicated, and it's all associated with the period of time, the gap. It's not a gap theory, it's a gap fact in Genesis 1:1-1:2. And of course, Vernon McGee went off on that, but he didn't explain everything that he knew, I'm sure. Anyway, because, you know, nobody wants to have tomatoes thrown at him. So, praise God, so you've heard it. How could that possibly be? It's because what I'm telling you is accurate. But what's going to happen is that the vast majority of Christianity will pay zero attention to it, as they do zero attention to Neanderthal, 7-foot-tall, 8-foot-tall Neanderthal skeletons in the Museum of Science and Industry, as they pay no attention whatsoever to the UFOs and all this other stuff. So anyway, I think, you know, if we don't understand the concepts, the intergalactic nature, the civilizations that were on the Earth, why God lamented about even choosing Earth, and, you know, there's so much to these things, paying attention to them. Details that are sometimes so small but so important in the Holy Bible, asking ourselves the hard questions. Why did God say that? Understanding that the earth has been around for a minimum of millions of years, and I would suggest billions of years. Do you know that it takes 34 years for a human being to count to 1 billion? Good luck with that test. All right, so I wanted you to hear that because that is that particular audio bite that I just played is one of the better ones. Okay, we're talking about a 2 kilometer, so that would be just short of 2 miles. About a mile, you know, I don't have the conversion, and I don't care, but it's just short of 2 miles. Underground complex, 648 meters, these vertical wells descend with, and they say they're pathways that are wrapping around, but are they really? See, to me, having an electronics engineering background, they look to me like power generation systems. But there's so much of that going on right now. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I mentioned it to some folks, that by the time we hear about quantum computing, they already have quantum data centers. They don't mention things. They mention them like they're revolutionary and they just came out. It's never the case. The beast computers with quantum computing, they're already out there. And the evidence is leaking out. Praise God. All right, so let's go ahead and continue forward on some more of these testimonies that are very relevant to the weirdness that's going on in the world right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Owen, the president of the Congo is beseeching Donald Trump to help them out because the M23 gang, God bless Sammy, God bless Pipes International. They need your support. I'm just letting you know. It's like Pipes in a House, P-I-P-E-S, international.org. They're actually going over. It's one of the most dangerous places on earth. They're beheading Christians, for crying out loud. Sammy's people, the people that Sammy proselytized and brought to Jesus, okay, they were being attacked, raped, and all that kind of stuff. It was horrible. And so, yeah, it's... there, and even the leader of the Congo is like asking Donald Trump, please send, we'll give you all of our rare earth minerals, you know, in exchange we can work out a deal, but we need some help, you know, militaristically. Now, of course, that bothered Sammy because he knows how the United States has muscled their way in and exploited the diamond trade and everything else. So none of this stuff is above board. There's always evil and greed involved in this stuff. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, here's another one, another audio bite that I want to play for you. This one here. All right, so I just want you to hear this. Oh, yeah, okay, because I studied this and looked really hard with squinty eyes, and all I can tell you is that it appears to be some type. Remember, I said that everybody in the world is a podcaster now. Everybody's a podcaster. And if they're not a podcaster, they're a TikToker. If they're not this, they're that. It is unbelievable, the flood of opinions and information out there. I mean, really amazing. But anyway, let's listen to this guy. He is commenting, George Galloway, who's just one more. But he's talking about, listen to this. Just listen to this. I think he's accurate.
Donald Trump has accepted over $230 million in AIPAC foreign agents bribes, AKLA World Zionist Council. Trump has now started another war with Yemen. The reality is, I've said this oftentimes, America is in an empire. The American people think they're on a luxury liner. Unfortunately, they're on a pirate ship. And part of this is corruption. There's a lot of corruption in our government, and our government, unfortunately, is bought and paid for. And when it comes to the votes of the people and the votes of the money that goes to the people in power, unfortunately, we had a Citizens United finding that found that money is political power, that money is speech, which means that whoever has the most money has the most speech. And I can think of 230 million reasons why Donald Trump probably isn't going to keep his word when it comes to not starting any new wars. In fact, we made it 3 months. We made it 12 weeks before Donald Trump went back on his word. And I guess the mainstream media, the other bonus for him is the mainstream media will now say Donald Trump is finally becoming president. He's attacked a country that's not very well able to defend itself. That's what we do best.
Well, I love the analogy. Americans think they're on a luxury ship and they're on a pirate ship. Oh, boy, that's why it's Babylon the Great. Destroyed in 1 hour by fire, by submarine-launched Russian nuclear missiles. Thank you, Dmitry Dudeman. Thank you, Henry Groover. And thank you, A.A. Allen. Praise Jesus. Now we know. But I've known it for like forever. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to some of the other, audio bites, I think, that are very relevant to the stuff that's going on right now. Okay, and I also want to mention here, praise God, that Trump has basically come out and said, we're going to eliminate the Houthis. Well, there are war experts out there that are saying good luck with that. And of course, Trump is making comments out there like to Iran. Iran, every single thing that the Houthis do is your fault. Your fault. See, this is a setup. This is how it goes. They already know they're going to go and bomb Iran. This is sad because when, you know, if you really understand Iranian culture and Iranian history, I have an article published by a missionary magazine of people, you know, Jesus-filled missionaries that are, you know, all over that part of the world. And they came out with an article, and I'm trying to remember the name of this particular ministry. There's three of them that operate heavily in the Middle East. And they're totally, you know, spirit-filled. And they came out with an article not too many years ago that Iran had the fastest growing population of Christians in any nation of the Middle East. It was actions of Israel and the United States that slaughtered the Christian churches that were located in Syria. And they're still being slaughtered to this moment. Anyway, all right, praise God. So let's go ahead on to the next headline here, or audio bite, that's relevant to the weirdness that's happening right now. All right. This is a woman commenting. It's only 47 seconds long, but she's commenting on something that's happening over in France right now.
French government is reportedly planning to send a survival manual to every household in the coming months, outlining what to do in the event of an imminent threat. Modelled after Sweden's survival guide, the 20-page booklet includes emergency contacts, key radio channels, and details on how to defend your community, including signing up for reserve units. According to Europe One, the manual also suggests preparing a survival kit with at least 6 litres of water, tin food, and medical supplies. The move comes after President Emmanuel Macron warned France and Europe to be ready to face a potential Russian threat and the possible withdrawal of U.S. support. The French government.
All right, so there you have it. They're taking it very seriously. I mean, it's just horrible. It is so horrible. Can you imagine? I know it's not far away for us. The cryptocurrencies, those are just the architecture of the beast monetary system, the global beast monetary system, where they take, you're not going to even be able to have access without taking the mark. People are going to have to survive. The survivors of the great earthquake in Revelation 6:12, Ezekiel 38:19, those survivors, Christian survivors, that's going to be a really horrible time. They're going to be millions and millions and millions of people dead. I think billions, really, when you consider globally, the global impact of the great earthquake. That's huge. I believe that the first watch, barley harvest rapture, and I need to do a special show on just that subject. And it's hard to manage the time for me. But anyway, I wanted you to hear the seriousness of how this is moving, how rapidly, you know, when they hide things from us through censorship, which is unbelievable. There have been people come out and said that the censorship algorithms that have been baked into Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, are very efficient. What that means is it'll catch probably about 85 to 90% of the stuff that they don't want on there right away. The problem, though, is that some stuff still slips through the cracks. But if you're not there quick enough, you're going to miss it. Anyway, So let's go ahead and finish up with the last couple of audio bite testimonies that I marked for this program, or else I'm going to miss it. This is Colonel Douglas McGregor talking to Judge Napolitano about Trump. Let's listen. Remember that McGregor was hand-chosen by Trump in his first presidency as his military advisor. What happened to him in the meantime? Or was this all part of the play, the act of the play that we're all watching? Let's listen to what McGregor says. Here we go.
You think, Colonel, President Trump unleashed Prime Minister Netanyahu to resume genocide in Gaza, which unfortunately resulted, I say unfortunately, it was intentional, the killing of 400 civilians in the past 2 days.
I don't think he has any choice. I think when he ran for office, he made certain agreements with major donors. These donors move far beyond just Miriam Adelson. And these donors oblige him to effectively underwrite whatever Mr. Netanyahu wants to do. I thought it was interesting that in a recent meeting was set up for the United States with Azerbaijan to talk about cooperation with Israel, but it was set up by Mr. Netanyahu. He called and made the arrangements with Mr. Aliyev, who's the president of Azerbaijan. The State Department did not do it. I think we're very much in the grip of the Israel lobby, and I think President Trump is obliged to go along, and I don't see any evidence that he's going to diverge from that path.
Does he have no choice but to back up Israel militarily when it attacks Iran?
I think so. And keep in mind, you always have the possibility that a war is precipitated somehow by Israel somewhere in the region with Iran. The Iranians respond. And the expectation is, with the buildup of force in the region, you know we're sending additional carrier battle groups over there right now. The expectation is that we will reinforce whatever the Israelis want to do. We've already done all of the planning for joint strikes and joint strike packages. We're sharing all of the intelligence with our vast satellite arrays with theirs. So I think it's a foregone conclusion. I can't predict when or how, but I think it's going to happen.
Can you get your hand?
Well, there you heard it. Coming from Colonel Douglas McGregor, the military advisor hand chosen by Donald Trump during his first presidency. So anyway, you've heard it. You've heard it from other sources as well, but Douglas McGregor, Judge Napolitano, for real? Praise God. I'm so glad, because there are so many that don't see what's happening. And I am pleased as peaches that at least some experts out there are coming forward and explaining tactfully something that's much darker when you deep dive on the dynamic. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. There's nothing godly about what's taking place over there. The two most judged countries in the world, in the Holy Bible, are the United States of Babylon the Great, the city without walls, Ezekiel 38, and Israel. Do you think our Heavenly Father knows what's going on? It's all about them bringing in the Antichrist. Alrighty then. So anyway, then we have this major mothership thing going on over in Daytona, Florida, which was a big deal, evidently, because according to some of the claims, there's military involved, Navy involved. Again, you know, how much of it is it confirmable? Well, they do have video of these UFO objects. They're rather large. They're rather bright. And I'm just going to play the reports. All right. You can go ahead and hear it.
Serious shit going down off the coast of Florida right now. And you're probably going to see a lot of videos over the next couple of days about what's happening. There's a group of whistleblowers, some claiming to be military personnel and sailors, going all around on X, Telegram, and even Reddit right now. Talking about how the U.S. Navy, and this is according to them, okay, apparently discovered a huge ship that's underwater off the coast of Florida somewhere near Daytona Beach. Apparently whatever this thing is sent numerous pulses of energy out and apparently knocked out power to a couple of the ships. This is all being reported by them, by the way, and apparently this thing is appearing on radar and then disappearing off of radar. I mean, there's some crazy shit going down. And now there's objects being seen off the coast of Daytona Beach. Numerous objects, might I mention, that seem as if they're coming out of the water and then flaring out into the sky that look literally as bright as the sun. I've seen these same exact objects appear in the sky over the Gulf of Mexico throughout the last couple of months now. I have no idea what they are, sometimes being chased by what looks to be military helicopters and what looks to be even fighter jets. And that just adds to all the rumors that have been coming out about some mothership appearing out there as well. Now apparently this has been occurring over the course of the last couple of days now, so I went to TikTok and I looked it up, and lo and behold, what do you know? There's actual videos of them appearing over the water, some literally flaring as bright as the sun. I have no idea what these objects could be, but I've seen literally about 200 of them since January. Every single time I try to post a video of them, my videos are always suppressed. So if you live in or anywhere around Daytona Beach, I need you to go outside. I need you to look in the sky and see if you see any of these objects, because I need an explanation real quick.
Alrighty then. So, let me ask you a question. Let's suppose, for those of you who know what the David Doetree vision was and the large copper Death Star spherical mothership that's going to be on everybody's TV worldwide, supposedly about 4 weeks or so prior to the rapture. That's what the Lord showed him. He was on the show twice. Do you think that the fallen angels are on the same timeline as the earth? Do you think they give a rip about how fast? Maybe they have their own timeline. Maybe they have their own plan. Maybe they have their own. Maybe they're going to do what they're going to do, whether or not Netanyahu does this or that. That's what I think is going to happen. See, people will, you know, why, Johnny? Why is this such a big deal? Why do you get so excited about the UFOs? Listen, all I can tell you is that, golly, more than 15 years ago, I was at a company and the Lord showed me. It was a very supernatural experience. I wrote an article about it. The article's title was called The Botnet Coincidence. But it wasn't a coincidence. It was when the Father was telling me, focus on the alien problem. Or at least, you know, not exclusively, but make sure that you become smart about that, because somebody's gonna need to be able, as a Christian, to be able to talk about these things. And do please consider forwarding information from these two shows to people that you know, and maybe they'll listen, maybe they won't. But remember, too much has been given, much will be required. Luke 12:47-48. These are important things for us to embrace. Our time is very short. We really need to make the first journey out of here. We really do. Because the Christians that are part of the final harvest, the wheat harvest that happens, that's going to be during the day of the Lord. That's going to be during the 40 days after the 3 days of darkness, when the sun turns black as sackcloth of hair, Revelation 6:12. We got to understand, by then, not just millions, but possibly billions worldwide will probably be dead because of the meteor striking off the coast of Puerto Rico. And if I don't make the barley harvest, I am definitely going underwater. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead. You heard it. That's why I get excited, because I really don't think the fallen angels are on the same timeline as these meathead reptilians. I really just don't think it just doesn't. I don't think Satan's hierarchy of evil, I think they pit each other against one another, because that's what Satan does. That's how it works. It's a type of satanic caste system of government. Praise God. All right. So, there's another person who's a retired colonel who, you know, testifies that he believes, he says, I will bet all my money that the Yemenis will sink our ships at sea. I got a question for you. What makes any of us think that hasn't happened already? You think they're going to talk about it on the news? Because if you do, you have no understanding of the history of war. And that will make you vulnerable to misinformation. The assumption must be that they've hit ships. The question is, we're never going to be told the extent of the damage, and we're always going to be told that we're winning, because that's how war lies work. We're not talking about a little bit of leaven here, folks. We're talking about bushels of it. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I hope that you were edified, you know, a little bit by the two-hour podcast for today. And I'm hoping that my Google Drive is fixed. I was having some trouble with it. It had to do with some changes I was making. And, you know, I realized that I had a Fiverr uplink of 1 gig because I upgraded my internet. And then on the flip side of that coin, I never considered the rate limiters that Google Drive is using. And it took forever for me to move, really not a very large file folder. Large, but I didn't think it was that large. It actually took days for it to complete. It was like killing me. But anyway, praise God, it appears that that's over now, I hope. And I'll be able to get these shows published out to you very quickly so that I'm able to make my appointment that's coming up pretty soon for today. All right, God bless you all. Keep on confessing. Keep on examining. Know the sins, read Galatians 5:19, read Colossians chapter 3, read 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Understand what Jesus warned us about in the Gospels. Don't believe the lies associated with dispensationalism. Those apply to us as well. We need to try as hard as we can to practice righteousness, 1 John 3:7. Because he who practices righteousness is righteous, just as Jesus is righteous. God bless you all. Until the next program. In Jesus' name. Just.